I've been trying to explain what I mean when I say A Course in Miracles with a Mindologist, and I realize that I think the easiest way is just for me to let you experience a piece of it. So what you're about to hear is an excerpt from one of the teachings inside the year. You'll hear that I'm translating what I'm seeing through the way I understand the mind, perception, belief, identity, consciousness, and the way that those things are actually showing up in our real life. So put your headphones on and come in and study with me for a few minutes. There's no room for doubt where love exists. Let's just pause on that for a second. Think about how many times you doubt yourself, how many times you doubt if you're the one to do this, how many times you doubt if you could do XYZ, how many times you doubt if something could be for you, how many times you doubt. And that doubt is coming from fear, which we know that only love is real and everything else is an illusion. Nothing else exists. So we really want to think about where that doubt is coming from. There's no room for doubt where love exists. So profound when you really believe it. And that's the whole point of this work, is to get us to undo our current perception, because it's all based on beliefs. Essentially, that's from our programming, what we've been taught to believe all the way up until now. At the time of recording this, I'm 38 years old, so there's so many beliefs that I have been programmed, right, throughout my 38 years of life, that I get to now have the opportunity to think something different and to choose another way. And the same is for you, no matter how old it is that you are. So good. Miracles are an example of right thinking and aligning your perceptions as God created it. You'll hear me talk a lot as we study A Course in Miracles together about miracle moments. There's so many miracle moments. And as we just learned, miracles are thoughts. Miracles represent freedom from fear. So every single time that you entangle from a belief, every single time you decide to believe in yourself and let that doubt go, that's a miracle moment. So many of them are available to us. And as we go through this together, I would love to hear all of the miracle moments that you experience in your life. Maybe there's a way that I could create a miracle wall, miracle moment wall for us, where we can all write in and just kind of keep track of them and read everyone else's miracle moments and really borrow that for ourselves. Oh, that sounds so good. Miracles are an example of right thinking, aligning your perceptions as God created it. Enough said. Telling the truth, not stories riddled in fear. Telling the truth, not stories riddled in fear. I think about how many times I have called my sisters, my friends, and really just had an hour conversation where I'm riddled in fear. And I tell stories from fear. And I tell stories about what's happening or what's going to happen and how I'm afraid. And maybe I don't necessarily say I'm afraid, but the only thing that I'm talking about has this tangled belief of doubt and fear. And now as I look back, I can see that version of me that didn't see it any other way. And so I really want to invite you to think about what that is for you and catch yourself as you're having conversations and to really start working and walking in the belief that only love exists. That's the only thing that's real. Everything else is an illusion. Fear is an illusion and it's created by the ego. We're going to get into that in a little bit, where there's so much of the work that is showing us how there is this illusion, this world of illusions, and it's created by the separation. Then we're going into Revelation, Time, and Miracles. Ooh, page 7, 1. Revelation unites you directly with God. Consciousness is the state that induces action, though it does not inspire it. Ooh, that's interesting for us to think about. Consciousness is the state that induces action, though it does not inspire it. And this is what I wrote. Okay, so this is what I've been alluding to. Inspired action comes directly from God, Source. We are open in receiving the inspiration, and it comes not from the conscious mind, although the conscious mind becomes aware almost immediately, and it is up to us and our free will for what we do with it. So every time you think about, you get these ideas or this inspiration, really what you're doing is you're translating it, that vibration, that frequency, and now your conscious mind is aware of it. So for example, with me deciding to be a teacher of this work and teaching A Course in Miracles. I could feel it as I was studying, as I was deepening, as I was connecting with God and the archangels. I could really feel the frequency of needing to do this work. It really felt like I know we don't need to do anything, but it really felt like this is the next step, and all roads pointed there for me. That was my conscious mind now translating the frequency, the inspiration that comes from God, that comes from Source, and then the free will, because we have sovereignty, is saying, yes, I'm going to relinquish all fear that nobody would come. It's usually where my ego wants to go first, but I'm going to let that go and really believe that I am led to do this for a reason, and that's how I'm here. So think about what that is for you the next time that you get an inspired thought. And then you're saying, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put this aside and I'm going to go all in. Now let's continue. Revelation induces complete but temporary suspension of doubt and fear. Whew, so many things I can say about Revelation. Fun fact about Revelation that I recently learned about. I'm actually going to share this video. I was in April, I went to my mastermind event. It was in Fort Lauderdale or Boca Raton, one of those places in Florida. And as I was, I tell the whole story, so I'm not going to tell it in here in the video, but I get into this Uber with this woman and she starts telling me about how, essentially she's telling me about Revelation, and she's telling me how God is using me for this purpose. It was such a profound experience. I just totally didn't expect it. I actually really didn't know what Revelation meant in full. I had to come back and get back to my hotel room and look at it and really try to piece together what she was saying and what was true for me from God, right? As always, I always say, take what resonates with you and then let go of the rest. And that's how I live my life. So when we think about Revelation, what this is you forget something. You forget it. You forget that you are one with God. You forget that you have holiness as part of your birthright. You forget that you are inheriting all of the riches and the truths of the world. We forget that. And part of revelation is we forget and then we remember. And then when we remember, we decide to continue remembering. And so there is the forgetfulness, the remembering, then there's this lesson, and then the ultimate height of revelation is you come back and you teach it to someone else. So let's go back to that. Revelation unites you directly with God. You forget, you remember, you're like, and then you choose to be in that state, right? And you're going to go and teach other people. Consciousness is the state that induces action, though it does not inspire it. You can see that? Like, I remember it. Now I'm going to choose to do it. We come back again to revolution induces complete but temporary suspension from doubt and fear. And then in here I write, the text says, an attempt to describe it in words is impossible. It seems to me that this is a heightened state of emotional knowing and feeling, especially since the text states that it reflects the original form of communication between God and his creations. So I can only imagine the glory of that feeling, pure bliss and love. Okay, so that's a little window into how we're going to study this together. I don't need you to understand every idea the first time that you hear it. I just want you to be willing to stay with the idea long enough for it to challenge the way that you're currently seeing things. And that's what we're going to be practicing for the next 365 days together. Every day, one lesson at a time, and I'd love to have you join me.